good morning to you. Time for another Spotlight here on Red River Radio. And this morning, I'm speaking with John DeChiaro, classical guitarist who you've heard many times here on Red River Radio. He'll be performing a concert tomorrow evening for a scholarship fund that was set up. Why don't you talk a little bit about what this fund is?
Oh, sure. This is what they're calling it, the Mickey Davis Memorial Scholarship Fund. And what it is they are giving a scholarship to a senior in high school who's going to be studying music in college, a violinist or violist, or string player in general. And the purpose of this concert, obviously, is to raise money for that scholarship. He was a dedicated teacher, loved students. He really saw the value of studying strings and education and all that. And he really wanted to help some young person continue their education in music and maybe even become a teacher and a performer just like he was, to follow in his steps. He left some very big shoes to follow, though, but that's the purpose of his scholarship.
And you know Mickey long before he came back to perform with the South Arkansas Symphony. You met him in Mississippi?
Yeah, I was teaching classical guitar at the University of Southern Mississippi in Hattiesburg, and he was playing up in what they used to call then the Jackson Symphony. Now it's called the Mississippi Symphony.
Right.
And whenever there were openings for string faculty at Southern, you know, on an interim level, they would call him, and Mickey would come down once or twice a week and teach all the violin or viola students, whatever. And you could always count on, whenever you saw Mickey, you always could count on having a huge laugh in the hallway. You always knew he was there when you hear people laughing down the end of the hall. Because he had a wonderful sense of humor about him, and a kind of like a little mischievous face when he would tell these little jokes, and you couldn't help but start laughing and just having a good time with the guy.
Did you ever work with him as not as a violist or a violinist, but as a fiddler? Because one of the things that really amazed me, I knew he played, you know, bluegrass and fiddle music, that type of thing, but I never actually heard him until about 6 months before he passed away.
Well, Kermit, I have a funny story to tell you about.
Okay, I figured you would.
It was last year. It was one of the last jobs we did together. We were judging a festival in Shreveport, and it was the kids were all nervous, and they're sitting over there just as nervous as can be waiting for their turn, just as kids and, you know, student groups always get, you know. And so Mickey, in his playful way, said, "Hey, John, go get your guitar." So I got my guitar, and he didn't have his violin with him, so he borrowed one of the kids' violin, and the two of us in the back started playing bluegrass. And these poor kids, Kermit, they didn't know what to make of us. These two old dudes sitting there playing bluegrass. I mean, they turned around and looked and couldn't believe what they saw. They knew they were two judges. That's all they knew. And you know, they were pretty well-dressed. And then he breaks out into this bluegrass tune. And the two of us are going at it like we're at a country fair. And he was good. And not only did bluegrass, but then we started doing some Irish, some Celtic music. You know, so he had a real wide repertoire of all that kind of music. But whenever we do it, we'd sit there and be smiling while we're playing. And I will never forget the looks on the kids. Like, they looked at each other like, "What is this?" But he was always a ball of fun, a dedicated teacher. I had him come down here, and he did a festival for me. And the kids loved him when I first started teaching down here in Alexandria.
Right.
And then the kids up there in El Dorado, he was teaching strings there for a while, and they all loved and worshipped him, too, you know. So
right.
It was a real loss when he left. But I think this scholarship is going to do something to, you know, kind of further the kind of thing that he wanted as far
sure.
as education goes. And it's going to help some needy, some high school kids to go to school. And, you know, college is not cheap these days. So to get any kind of financial aid in the form of a scholarship really will help anybody.
Sure. Why don't you talk a little bit about the concert and give the details?
Sure. Okay. First of all, the concert is going to be Friday night, August 23rd, at the First Baptist Church in El Dorado at 7 p.m. The church's address is 200 West Main, okay, right in downtown El Dorado.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the funds, all the donations, also I'll be selling some CDs, and all the proceeds from the CDs as well will go into the scholarship fund. And the music I'm going to do in this concert is very varied. I have music from all over. I call it music from time periods and all over the world. I'm doing music from Cuba. I had this great piece by Leo Brower. It's called Ballad of a Young Woman in Love. And it's a great guitar piece. And Leo Brower, in later life, became the conductor of the Cuban National Symphony.
Right.
I'm also going to play a couple of surprise pieces from television that people knew as TV themes, but really they were not really meant to be TV themes. They're actually classical pieces, but they were adapted for television. But I'm going to play a little game, so I'm not going to give it away what these pieces are.
Okay. So Friday night, what time is the concert again?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
And it's going to be at First Baptist Church in El Dorado.
In El Dorado.
They're located on 200 West Main Street. It's right in the heart of downtown up there.
You know, I hope it's a big success. I'm sure it will be. Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care now.
All right. Bye-bye. Guitarist John DiChiaro performing tomorrow evening in El Dorado. If you're with an organization and you're having an event and you'd like to be featured on a future 1001 Spotlight, be sure to give us a call here at Red River Radio, 800-552-8502.